This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
A very good day to you. This is Alex Wilson calling you from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I didn't order anything from eBay.
Okay. This is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing from eBay. Have you authorized the purchase from your end?
No, I haven't.
Is there anybody else in your family member made the purchase on your behalf?
No, there's not.
There's not, okay. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, yesterday night when we received the purchase request, we received it from an overseas billing address, right? And for that reason, we put the transaction on hold because we don't want any kind of unknown transaction happens to your account, okay? So for the cancellation of, So for the cancellation of this fraud charge, ma'am, you have to go online with us because it's an online purchase has been done, okay? So for the cancellation, have you got any smart device with you, like computer, laptop, or a smartphone so that we can help you out, ma'am?
Yeah, I just don't want it to go through.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, ma'am. We don't want this transaction happens, right? We put it on hold for your security and now we're going to help you to cancel it. So do you have a smartphone with you, ma'am, so that we can help?
That's what I'm talking on.
All right. Do you think, first of all, put me on speaker so that you can talk to me and use it at the same time?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Now, the phone you're using, ma'am, is that an Android phone or it's an iPhone? Please let me know so that I can guide you easily.
It's an Android.
It's an Android, okay. Look at the bottom of your phone screen, ma'am. There will be three icons, like a square, a circle, and a triangle, or an arrow.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you see the arrow, like the back button?
Yes.
Yes, give a click on it, and you will back to the home page of your phone. Are you back to the normal home screen now, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
All right, ma'am. Now, as you're using an Android phone, have a look. There's an application on your phone named Play Store. You need to open it up. Open the Play Store. It's a triangular shape icon with multiple color on it, okay? It says Google Play Store. Once you find it, please tell me.
Yeah, well, I'm just
looking for it.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Take your time.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, have you got it, ma'am?
Yes.
That's perfect. Now look at the top of your screen. At the very top, there's a white bar. It says search.
Yes.
Now type over there, all in lowercase, type eBay, all in lowercase, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
Leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type any, A-N-Y, any.
Yeah.
Then without giving any space, ma'am, type their desk. D-E-S-K, desk.
Yeah,
hang on. Yes, it's eBay any desk.
Sorry, and eBay space.
eBay,
what?
Then any desk, A-N-Y, D-E-S-K. Have you got it? Have you got it? Okay.
I'm getting there. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes. Now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. After typing that from your keypad, click on search.
Okay.
Do you see a magnifying glass on your keypad?
Oh, okay, yes, okay.
Yes, click on it.
Yes.
Now, do you see the results come up on your screen? Do you see a red color icon over there with a white diamond on it? It says any desk?
Yes.
Yes, there will be a green color box. It says install. You need to give a click on install, ma'am.
Okay.
Install it. Yes.
Yep.
Alright, in the meantime, once you see the open option, ma'am, please tell me, okay?
Sorry?
We will generate the... Now, have you clicked on install? Have you clicked on it?
Okay.
Alright, now it will be downloading, okay? Once you see the open option, please tell me, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
I've got it now.
Yes, click on open now.
Yes.
Now what do you see? First tell me, don't click anywhere, first tell me what can you see.
Okay, it says we at any desk care about your privacy seriously. Learn
okay,
more
it's
about
a privacy it. Statement, right? Click on OK.
Okay.
Now see, click on cancel.
Okay.
Now you see tutorial, touch over the blue area.
Yes.
Now, do you see connection status? Touch over the blue area.
Yeah, I've got that.
Now, can you see your address and some numbers over there? That's the cancellation ID. Read me out the ID, ma'am.
I can't see anything.
What can you see?
Here you can see if the connection to any guest network.
Yes, give a touch on the blue area, ma'am.
Okay.
Now you will see your address and some numbers. Do you see that?
It says your address. You can use
yes, address. That's a cancellation ID. Tell me the ID number, ma'am.
Where's your ID number?
Can you see your address and some 9-digit number?
Do I press on the blue screen again?
Okay, keep touching the blue area until it's gone, okay? Keep touching the blue area until it's gone.
Sorry, I've lost it again.
Keep touching the blue area, ma'am, once until it's gone, okay?
I've just lost it. I've got to install it again.
No, you just need to open, ma'am. You don't have to install it again. You have to open it only.
Yeah, it just didn't work. It didn't come up with that.
Okay, take your time.
I've got any disk now.
All right. Now, what can you see on your screen?
It says any disk now, software uninstalled. I don't want to uninstall it.
No. Give a click on open.
There's no open.
Okay, give a touch on the back button from the very bottom. Touch on the arrow, the back button.
Okay.
And now what do you see?
To be able to control this device remotely, a plug-in needs to be activated. Would you like to activate
the plug-in? Give a click on cancel.
Okay.
Yes. Now what do you see?
I said your address.
And can you see some numbers?
No, I can't see any numbers.
On your address, do you see zero or do you see numbers?
I just said zero.
You see zero, okay. You just do a thing, you just keep touching the blue area until it's gone, okay?
There's no blue area.
Okay, do a thing, just close the app and open it once again. Maybe your internet is a bit slow, that's why it's happening.
Okay.
Yes. Close it down and open it once again.
Okay, so I've opened Play Store again.
You can check your regular apps also. You can see the AnyDesk over there as well.
Yeah, I've got that one there now. Alright?
Yes, click on Open.
On the AnyDesk remote desktop, yeah.
Yes, click on Open.
And then Open again, yeah.
And now what do you see?
It says your address and it says Set Password.
And don't you see any ID number?
No, I don't see anything.
Okay, do one thing. Do you see remote address?
Yeah.
Okay, put there 454. Type over there, 454.
Yeah.
411.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. 411. Yeah.
I'm telling you the ID once again. It's 454-411 then 695.
Yes.
Now, just beside that, there is a red color box with an arrow. Just give a click on it.
Yes.
And now just wait.
It says any deck not connected to this server, please check your internet.
Yes, please check your internet, ma'am. Is your internet is working well or not?
Yeah, my internet's working.
So do want, just give a click on OK.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you using the Wi-Fi, ma'am, or are you using your mobile data? Please tell me.
I'm using the home Wi-Fi.
You're using your home Wi-Fi, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please disconnect and connect it once again? Do you know how to do that?
I'll just go inside, just 1 minute.
Okay, that will be better for you. And what can you see on your screen, ma'am? Please let me know.
I will want to go there, yeah, just a moment.
All right.
The Wi-Fi is working here.
All right. And now have a good look on your phone screen. Do you see any changes on your address? Do you see any number or still zero?
No.
It's still zero, right?
Yes.
Okay, do what thing?
I'll take off the internet and put it back on.
Okay.
Okay, it's not doing anything.
Okay, just tell me what can you see on your phone screen at the moment.
It says ImageX, your address, and it says 0, and it says set password, remote address, and the number you gave me, 454-411-696.
Okay, do a thing. Just go back to the Play Store once again, ma'am. Go back to the Play Store.
Go back to the what?
Go back to the Play Store. Go back to the Play Store. Yes.
Okay, so I'm back there.
Yeah, now what can you see on your screen on the Play Store?
ImageX remote desktop.
Yes, give a click on it once.
The open now,
now, click on uninstall.
Uninstall, okay. And then I say uninstall again?
Yes, click on uninstall.
Yeah.
And then click on install once again, okay? You need to install it once again. Yes. Once you see open, tell me, okay?
Yeah, I will. Installing it now.
Okay, all right.
Okay, can I press open?
Yes, press open now.
Yes.
And what can you see? Yes, click on OK. And now what can you see?
Plugin activation.
Click on cancel. Now what do you see?
The tutorial.
Keep touching the blue area. Keep touching the blue area until it's gone.
Okay. Connection status.
Keep touching the blue area.
Yep.
And do you see any numbers? Now, what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
Exactly what I had before. It's a zero set password and an address.
Okay. Maybe your network is not supporting that app. Okay, that's why you're not getting the ID. You just go back to the Play Store. I will give you another server. Okay, go back to the Play Store.
Okay. Yes, I'm in Play Store now.
Okay. Look at the right hand side top. There will be a magnifying glass. Give a click on it.
No, hang on.
On the right hand side top corner at the very.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yes. Now make the panel empty, make the bar empty.
Sorry?
Make the search bar empty.
By what?
Do you see the search bar?
Okay, I'm on the search bar now.
Yes, type over there, letter Z, Z as in zebra, letter Z.
Yes.
Then O for Oscar, letter O.
Yeah.
Then H for Henry, letter A.
Yeah. And it comes up with Zoho Assist Customer.
Yes, click on Zoho Assist Customer, ma'am.
Okay. I'm there. Hello?
All right, now give a click on Install. Do you see Customer App Zoho Assist?
Yeah, I can see that.
Alright.
Now
click on. Yes, install it. Yes. Install it.
It says open.
Yes, click on open, ma'am. Click on open.
Yeah.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
Says now you can either click the URL on the invitation email or enter session key provided by your technician.
Yes, I'm going to give you the session key. All right, put the session key I'm giving you.
Yeah.
It's 531.
Sorry, I just don't think I did that right now.
Take your time. Put 531.
It's not letting me press anything. I'm pressing, but it's not working.
Do you see the numbers from where you can type?
Yeah, I can see the numbers, and I'm pressing them, but they're not working.
Okay. Do a thing. First of all, click on the panel where you have to type, okay? Where you have to put the numbers. Do you see a panel where you have to put the numbers?
Yeah, I see the numbers.
No, I'm asking, do you see the panel where you have to put the numbers?
Where the numbers are supposed to come through, yeah.
Just give me a moment. You're not able to put the numbers, ma'am?
Okay, I'm trying, but it's not working.
Okay, just give me a moment, okay? All right. Now, do you see enter session key? There is a cursor blinking, ma'am?
Is there a what?
You can see enter session key? You can see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you see any cursor is blinking over there?
No, there's nothing blinking.
Give us, just below enter session key, do you see any small line is blinking?
No, I don't.
Okay, give a touch, just below the enter session key, give a touch over there. Just below that. Touch on the blank area.
There's nothing blinking.
Okay, just close down the app and open it once again. Close it and open it, okay?
Okay. Okay, intercession key. So 5, what was it?
It's 531.
Yeah.
Now 223.
Yeah.
Then 8828.
Okay, yeah.
Now click on join session.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, you will get to see an option start session. Give a click on start session. Now, you will get to see an option if you start. Now, you will get to see an option.
Can you hang on a minute?
Alright.
This is
there will be a blank checkbox. Just click in the box and then give a click on allow.
Allow.
Have you checked in the box?
I am checking the box, but it's not happening.
It will. Try to check in. Click on the blank check box and then click on allow.
Click on which box?
This is a blank check box. There will be a blank check box on the left hand side. Check in the box and click. Yes, check. What is written over there?
It says, I understand. Well, that's
yes, yes. Check in that box. Check in.
I've selected that one.
Yes.
Or it says, select. I understand.
You need to select all the blank check boxes and click on this allow.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Now I've done that. And it says, though as this customer will start capturing everything that's displayed on your
yes.
screen.
Yes. Click on allow.
It says start now.
Yes, click on start now. Alright.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Yes. Now the robotic server has verified your ID successfully, okay?
Okay.
Yes, just give me a moment. Alright. Now what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
I can see remote session has started, secure server is online.
Alright. You will get to see a allow option, click on allow.
Yep.
Have we done that, ma'am?
It says
click on
accept.
Click on accept.
Yep.
Yes. Now click on activate. Then
yep.
The activate option will come up. Yes.
Yep.
Now you will check. You get a KLMS agent. At the bottom,
yep.
You will get to see a blank checkbox. Check in that box and click on confirm.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright. Now simply press the home button, the square button, and you will back to the home page, ma'am. Come back to the home page.
Yes.
And now check all your regular apps. You will get to see an option. You will get to see the red app any desk. Please check it once.
A red
option. Check the red box any desk.
Yeah, I've got that. So I'll click with that, yeah.
Okay. Give a click on don't show this again and click on cancel.
Yeah.
Okay, just come out of it. Go back to the home page, ma'am.
Yes.
And come to the option where you can see all your apps. Come to the menu where you can see all
yeah.
your apps.
Yeah.
Okay. Now open up the Google from your end.
I've got Zoho Assist customer. Do you want me to do that?
Yes. Now slide your screen from right. Just go back.
We
notice go back.
You're looking to go back. Wait, hang on. It says, we noticed that you're looking to switch to the Zoho Assist customer app. Would you like to stay on the same session?
You just press the... Yes, click on yes.
Okay.
Now click on skip.
Yes.
On the left hand side, yes. Now simply swipe up the now simply press the home button and you will be back to the home page, ma'am. Press the home button.
Yes.
And now open up your Google. Open up the Google. Let me show you the things.
Yes.
Are you on the Google?
Yes.
Now on the search bar, type my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah.
Leave a space.
Yeah.
Then one.
The number one.
Yes, number one.
Yeah.
Then P, T as in Paris, letter P.
P as in...
It's P, P for Paris, P for parrot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then this any option coming up, it is my 1P address location. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. After that, you will get to see an option. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out
yeah.
Here, NordVPN. Give a click on it, ma'am.
Sorry, I'll go, what is this my IP address or what is my IP address?
Yeah, click on what is my IP address location, find out your NordVPN, written in blue, okay?
Okay. I've done that. Please click on the start menu and...
And now, do you see a page is come up, it says what is my IP address and some numbers? First of all, tell me, ma'am, do you know anything about IP address, like what IP address is?
No, I don't.
Okay, I will tell you, okay? Don't do anything on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to explain you the things, okay? Now, the IP address means, ma'am, Internet Protocol Address, all right?
Yeah.
The Internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address. See, the Wi-Fi or the mobile network you use runs under an IP address, okay, in which all of your internet activity data gets saved. Now, the thing is that if someone else from outside gets into your IP address, that person will get to know about your information of online. Those person will get the access of your information, your identity details. Now, that's because that... Now look at the top of your screen, there is a small black bar, it will say your IP and your status. Do you see that, ma'am?
It says your IP is all these numbers, yeah?
Yes, and just beside that you can see your status.
It says unprotected, yes.
It says unprotected. So at the moment your IP is unprotected. Look at the middle of your phone screen, there is a red alert has been given to you. It says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection, something like that, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so it's a complete instruction has been given to you, ma'am, that someone else from outside is trying to misuse your information and placing some fraud charges, okay? And for that, you're receiving this kind of fraud charges on your account, and as because those people are using your internet line and your information, that's the reason no one else was getting the notification, as well as you. You were not also getting notified about this charge. But when we received this, when we received the order request from an overseas billing address, we found it suspicious and we called you directly, okay? Because we don't want any kind of fraud transaction happens to your account. Now, according to our server reports, ma'am, you do banking with NAB, right? Because the purchase was trying to be done from your NAB account. So, do you do banking with NAB, right? Okay. So, do you check your banking statements on online, ma'am?
I do, yes.
Okay. Do you know your NAB ID and password?
I do.
All right. Now, according to the server reports, as because your internet line is trying to be compromised, at the moment, for checking the balance, don't use your application, okay? You need to use your Google, okay? Use the Google from your end so that you can check your statement. You have to check the statements of last 3 days. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, okay? You will get a first page of Google now, and on the search bar, type the name of your bank from your end, type NAB,
Okay, so I'll go to Google search.
Yes, go to the Google search.
Yeah,
first of all, make the search bar empty and type their NAB online banking.
It says NAB trade, NAB bank, NAB login.
Do you see the search bar? Type their NAB internet banking. Give a click on it. Do you see internet banking? Yes, click on internet banking. Now
yeah.
Look at the right hand side top corner, there will be an option, it says login, tap on login.
Yes.
Now click on internet banking.
Yes.
Now it will ask you for your NAB ID and password, okay? You put it from your rent, alright?
Okay, so hang on.
Yes, take your time.
Password.
And what do you see on your phone screen at the moment, ma'am? What do you see on your phone screen?
It's asking me to put my password in.
Okay, first of all, check the NAB ID, okay? Is it correct or not?
Yeah,
all right. Okay, first of all, do I think click on close app. Click on close app for once.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now press the home button and open up that Zoho app once again. I'm going to give you the new session key. Okay, because each and every session is for 15 minutes, so I'm going to give you a new session key. You just open up that Zoho Assist app.
Okay, so what do I open it now?
Open the Zoho app, the green app. Check your menu. You will get to see the Zoho app.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, open it.
I've got that.
Alright. Now, first of all, make the bar empty.
Yeah.
Yes. And now what can you see?
Access is empty session key.
Alright, I'm gonna give you a new session key, okay?
Okay.
Yes, put over there 557.
Yeah.
273.
Sorry?
273.
Yeah.
3659. I'm telling the ID once again, it's 557-273-3659.
That's correct, yeah. So I press join?
Yes, click on join. Now after clicking on join, click on start session. Have you clicked on start session? Okay,
just
wait. Alright.
It's still connecting. Still connecting, it's not amazing.
What can you see?
It says connecting. Once connected to a friend, be shared with a technician. But it's not doing anything at the moment.
You can see still connecting, ma'am?
It says connecting, yes.
Okay, your internet is working a bit slow. That's why it's happening, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And what can you see now?
Exactly the same thing. It just says connecting.
I just pressed the back button once.
Okay, so it says end session. Do you want to leave?
Yes, click on leave session.
Yep.
Now
so
what can you see?
I'm back to the home screen.
Now open the Zoho app once again.
Yep.
Now do you see enter session key?
What, sorry?
Now have you opened the Zoho app, the green app, Zoho?
No, I have. It says secure service technician.
Okay, look at the right hand side top corner, there will be a small cross sign.
Yeah.
Click on that cross.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Okay. Yeah, enter session key.
Okay, is anything written on the session key panel or is it empty?
It's empty.
Okay, now I'm giving you the new session, just wait.
Yeah.
Put there 799.
Yeah.
287.
Yeah.
3688.
Yeah, and then join.
Sorry. No, sorry. Just read me out the ID, ma'am.
799-287-3688.
Sorry, I did a mistake. It will be 6388.
Okay.
Yeah. It will be 6388.
Now it's 799-287-3688.
It's 799-287-6388.
No, I'm lost now. So 799.
After that?
287.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then 6388.
6388.
Yes.
Okay, now join.
Yes, click on join. And then click on start session. Now,
okay,
checking the blank boxes just like before and tap on allow. There will be some blank check boxes, checking those.
Yeah.
Click on allow. And then click on start now.
Okay, I'm clicking on the allow.
Yes.
It's not
and then,
doing anything.
Do you see any timer on the allow?
No, I don't see anything.
Have you checked in all the blank check boxes, ma'am?
I've clicked all the boxes.
All right, now tap on allow.
I have tapped on allow, but it's not doing anything.
It will. Do you see any timer is counting on allow?
It's not doing anything. It's just in a gray square, and I'm clicking it, and it's not working.
Okay, just check the check boxes. Do you see all the check boxes you checked in?
Yeah, I've checked all the boxes.
Okay, just check out them and check in once again. You did that?
I've done that.
Now click on allow.
I have.
Now click on start now.
I can't because it's not allowing me to do it.
Okay, just scroll down the secure. Just scroll down that security. If you see any other check boxes.
Okay, now we're right. So start now.
Yes, tap on start now.
Okay.
Now just wait. You will get to see an allow option. Click on allow.
Yeah.
All right. Now. Press the home button, go back to your normal home screen, ma'am.
Yep.
Now open up the Google.
Yep.
Yes. Now click on Internet Banking of NAB.
Yeah, Internet Banking login, that one?
Yes. Now click on internet banking. Yes, click on internet banking now.
It's registered for online banking.
You just give a click on that, internet banking. There is written over there, internet banking. Scroll to the top, you will get to see the option internet banking.
Is it Bernard internet banking app?
Scroll to the top of your screen. Go to the top. It says internet banking or register for online banking. You just give a click on internet banking.
Okay.
Yes. Now look at the right hand side top. You will get to see an option login. Click on login.
Yes.
Now put your NAB ID and password. It will ask you for your NAB ID and password. First of all, check your ID, okay?
Yes, so just log in.
Yes, click on login.
Yes, that's fine.
Now scroll down the page.
Yes.
All right. And check all your statements, okay?
Yes.
If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please tell me, okay?
Sorry?
Check all your statements. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please tell me.
Yeah, I will. I'm just looking.
Yes.
No, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Are you checking all your statements?
Yes, I am.
Okay. After checking all your statements, you can simply log out, okay?
Log out of that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm out of there.
All right. And now just give me a moment, ma'am. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? So that I can get to know what are the security steps we need to take to block these online hackers and secure your information. All right? And I will request you, please. Yes, and I will request you, please connect your charger, okay? Because this security work will take a while. So I will request you please connect your mobile phone with the charger. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I just talked to my security officer. He told me to give him some time. He's configuring the things. Okay. Till that, do I think please open up your mail? Open up your mail.
Okay.
Yes. On your phone, open up the mail.
Messages, yeah.
Are you on the mail?
Yes, I am.
Just check, have you opened up the mail or you have opened up the messages?
So what do you want me to open?
You need to open up your email.
Email.
Log into yes, log into your email. Email or Gmail, whatever you have, ma'am.
I've got both. I'm in. Yeah.
Are you in the email right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, look at the left hand side top corner, there will be three lines. Do you attach on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now over there, check, there's an option, it says bin or spam.
Yeah, I've got both.
Yes, click on spam.
Yeah.
Yes, and now make the spam empty, okay? Delete all the spam mails right now.
Okay.
Because what the hackers do, they send some fraud emails, okay, and from there, they try to get your internet access, okay? So please clear your spam right now. Delete it.
That's what I'm doing.
All right, ma'am. That's perfect. Make sure you delete each and everything on the spam.
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
And you have lots of spam, ma'am? You have got lots of spam?
Yeah, I do, obviously, yes.
I understand. You just take your time and make it empty.
If there's nothing in spam.
All right, now go to the bin and delete each and everything from bin as well.
Okay, ma'am.
Go to bin?
Yep.
Yes, and make your bin empty as well.
Yep.
And I do believe, ma'am, you had your breakfast, right? You had your breakfast or lunch?
I had my what?
Did you have your breakfast or your lunch?
Yeah, why?
Just asking you, ma'am, because it's almost 2:40, right? That's why.
Right, so it's still saying, do you want to remove all these messages? Empty bin now.
Yeah, just wait there. Just wait for some time.
Yeah.
And can you just confirm me, ma'am, just for the security, in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you used any public Wi-Fi, like in any supermarket, public library, no, right?
No.
All right. Okay, have you deleted all the bin messages, ma'am, as well?
It's still, the circle's going still.
Okay, all right. And did you just an empty bin now, something like that?
Sorry? It's empty bin now.
Yes, give a click on it and click on empty again.
That's what I'm doing, but it's still doing an empty bin now. And it's still going around in circles.
Alright, you can now just come out of the email. Just come out of your email, ma'am.
Yes.
Alright, now I just got the update from my security officer. Okay, just wait for a while. Alright. Now what I'm going to do, ma'am, I just got the update from the security officer, okay?
Yes.
And as because it's a case of an identity theft, like your identity details is getting misused for some fraud charges and fraud activities on eBay. So what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to simply transfer your case to the NCA department, National Crime Branch, National Crime Agency. The security officer from there gonna give you the securities and he's gonna help you to block the foreign people who are getting into your internet line. They will help you to secure your internet line, your information, as well as your banking, okay? They're gonna help you to secure each and everything. Alright, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah, just be on the line. I'm just going to transfer this call to him, okay? Just stay on the line, ma'am, okay?
Alright.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, ma'am. This is Ron Davis, the senior technician from the NCA Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
All right, and I do believe the previous colleague whom we were speaking before was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the meantime, what you need to do, first of all, I need to connect you to the security team. So check onto your mobile phone, there will be a green application with a two diamond and a dot inside it called Assist Client. Can you see any green application called Assist Client?
No, I can just say Zoho Assist Customer.
Zoho. That's Zoho.
Zoho.
Yeah, that Zoho application which my colleague has told you to install it.
Yeah.
Yeah, open that.
Okay, yeah, open it.
Now, once you open that, now, what you can see right now?
I can say...
Enter session key, anything like that?
Take a pardon?
Just give me a moment. Give me a moment.
It says secure server has left the session, secure server online.
Okay. Sorry, what are the options? You can see something called end session or end now or any cross site like that?
No, I can't see anything like that.
Sorry?
No, there's nothing like that there. It says the remote control.
Okay.
Feature.
What are the options? Read the things for me. Read the things for
me. Okay, it says view only mode.
Okay, then?
The remote feature is currently disabled for reception and this session is in view mode only. Remote session started, secure session online. You're sharing the screen with it.
Click on the X. Click on the X or end session. There will be any X or any close.
It says the remote session has started.
Okay, you need to close that remote session. Close that.
Okay, I'll close that.
Yeah.
Yep, I've done that.
No. What do you can see right now?
I'm back to my home screen because I closed it.
No, you're not understanding. Open that Zoho.
Okay. Oh, I'll close
now,
that.
Now, can you see something?
It says don't leave or leave session.
Leave station. Press on leave station.
Yeah.
Now what has came up?
Secure service technician. Feedback report abuse.
Okay. So click on X. There will be an X sign, like a small X or close.
Yes.
Press
that. Yes.
Now what has came up?
It says enter session key.
Yeah. Now I'm going to providing you the number. Be with me for a while. Just let me check. I'm just going to providing you the security ID number. By the help of that, we can connect it to the technician. Now put the number 6 4-2.
Yeah.
2-8-8.
Yeah.
3-5.
Yes.
Then 5-6. Yes. Read the number for me. No. So you read the number for me.
642-288-3556.
Correct. Now you just press that option. Join now. Now what has been came up?
Okay, it's validating this key. It's connecting.
Okay. Now press on the hazy area at the background. Can you see any hazy area? Press on that hazy area and then look at the bottom. There will be a tick mark box. Tick that box and then press allow access.
Do you want me to tick all of the boxes?
Yeah, tick the boxes at the bottom and then press allow access.
Okay, so I've done that.
Press on allow access.
Press on what? Start now?
Yeah, press on that.
Yeah.
Okay, it has been connected. It has been connected. Congratulations. Now you just press the home button now. Yes. Press the home button. I need to confirm to some of the details. So you just simply log into your NAB banking account, but you did not use the application. Use it Google, through the Google, madam. Have you ever logged into your NAB from the Google?
Okay. So internet banking?
Yeah. Internet banking. Because what we have just found, now press on login, Now once you press on login, but just give me a moment, let me just check one thing. Now wait for a second. Okay. Now what you need to do, first you just remove, do you remember your NAB ID and your NAB password, I do believe, correct?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, you have got it, right.
Hang on a moment. Hang on a minute, I'll just go find a car. Yeah, I've got it now.
You got it now, right?
Yeah.
Now you tap on this, tap on the screen. Yeah.
On the screen.
So first you delete that NAB ID. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Now what you need to do, you need to put your NAB ID in the password slowly.
Okay. Yeah, and the password?
Put the password.
Yeah, done that.
Now, press on login. Now, you've logged into your account?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, scroll it down.
Yeah.
Scroll down. Now, I just want to ask you one thing, madam. From which account your debit card is connected? It is connected to your personal account, which is ending with 6001, or it is connected to your different account, which is ending with 9792?
That's the 9792.
Connected to the 9792. Now, what I need to do, I need to just confirm you, on your 6001 account, there will be the 7 hackers has been located, okay? So what we need to do, we need to put the security onto your 600 account so that once the hacker will be active, we will catch them and we will get their locations. Understand?
Okay.
Yeah. So in the meantime, what you need to do You need to just move your funds from your 600 account to your 7972 account. So once you move the funds, the hacker who are inside your personal account, they are going to jump onto your different account from where the debit card is connected. And at that point of time, we will catch them and put them behind the bars. Understand now?
Yeah.
You got my point? Yeah. Just help you. Yeah. So just simply do one thing. Click on the three straight line at the top, left and top corner. Give a click on the three straight line.
Yeah.
Now click on transfer and pay. Press on transfer and pay. Click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you did not.
I actually don't want to do this.
No, no. Listen, you are not transferring anybody. You are just transferring the funds onto your own account from where the debit card is connected.
Yeah, but
so that I can cancel all the... Sorry?
Yeah, okay, go on.
Okay, so please try to understand, madam. We need to catch the people. You are not sending it to anybody. You are just transferring it to your own account, okay? So press on transfer. There will be an option for transfer.
Yeah.
So once you click on transfer, you need to just do one thing. You need to select, click on choose an account. Choose an account. Press on that. Yeah. So which account is connected from the debit card? The debit card is connected from the personal account or 7972 account?
7972.
Okay. So then choose personal account. Choose personal account.
Yeah.
And remember whatever the funds you have. Now click on that transfer to. There will be choose an account. Press on choose an account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now select your 7927 account, 7972 account.
Yeah.
Yeah. And click on the amount. Click on the amount. Now put the amount, whatever the amount you have. Okay. Now go to the bottom. Go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Now click on today. Press on today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you press on today, what has been came up, please do let me know. Press on next at the bottom, next.
Yeah.
Next. Okay. Now, wait. Now, press on confirm. Press on confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, go to the top and check it has been transferred or not. Go to the top. Scroll the page to the top. It has been initially accepted. Look at the left hand side top corner, there are three white lines. Press on the three white lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now click on account. Press on account. Go to your account. Now click on account summary. Press on account summary. Not. Press on account summary, ma'am.
Yeah, we will.
So that you can see. Oh. Yeah.
I've done.
Will be coming up. Now check all the balance has been transferred to your card account or not. Can you see it has been transferred onto your card account?
Yeah.
Log out from your account. You just simply log out from your account, ma'am.
Sorry?
Log out from your account. You just simply log out from your account.
Yeah.
Have you log out? Yeah.
Yes.
What we need to do, we need to put the security on the card. Okay. Because there will be the unusual charge has been made from the card and we need to put the security on the card. So do you have the card right now with you, ma'am?
Which card?
Your card, which is connected to the 7972 account.
Yeah, I do have it.
That there will be some unusual charges, so we need to put the sensor onto that card. So you just be handy with the card, ma'am. Just be handy with the card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please do one thing. Look onto your mobile phone. There will be the camera. Can you just please open up the camera? Now, once you open up the camera, please do let me know, ma'am. Have you opened it?
Yes.
Open the camera. Yeah. At the very top, there will be the sensor. It will be recognizing. It will be putting the scanning onto your card. So put the card on the table. Put the card on the table on a solid place. Okay, on the table, on a solid place.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable doing this.
Listen to me. We are just putting the scanning. You are not taking any pictures. You need to just simply scanning it so that the security will be coming on. So you put the card on the table. You are not giving it to anybody. Nothing to be worried about. I'm not asking you to give me the details. Okay. So did you put that card on the table?
Yeah, hang on.
Have it done? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, remove all the four corners needs to be visible. Go far a little bit from the card. Go far a little bit. Yeah, go far a little bit. Little bit far, ma'am. Little bit far. Okay. The card has been scanned successfully, I guess. All right. Now, you just simply do one thing. You just flip your card. That it will be scanning the back side. Flip your card.
No, I really don't want to do this.
You're not giving it to anybody. Don't get confused, all right? So you just simply come out from the camera. You're talking to the anti-fraud department of the NAB, all right? The NCA department. So press the home button. Press the home button. Go to your home screen. Yeah, and just be with me for a while. Let me just check the security. You did not need to do anything. Be with me for a while. Just be with me. Let me just check. And please be with me for a while. And I'm just putting the security onto it. Just be with me. And I'm putting the security, and once I'm going to get those hackers' information, I'll be able to catch them. Just give me a moment. And let me just ask you, do you know any person personally who lives in Mountain View, California?
No.
Be with me for a while.
Are you there?
Yeah, just be with me. Just be with me, ma'am.
You're not taking all the money out of my bank, are you? Because
No, ma'am. We are just simply working on the security. Did I ask you any of the information? First of all, you try to understand the thing. We have not asked you any of our details. Did I ask you any of our details? Give me your details. Did I ask your card number or anything? We have just simply started the security onto your IP addresses, because I have confirming you the account number, correct, from where the amount has been used, correct? So you did not need to take any stress. You have not provided me a single details, ma'am. So that is the thing. I just simply try to do those things to simply block those things completely. Okay. Now what I'm going to do, my previous colleague whom you're talking before, he is just going to connect this call, and you need to just be with me, be with him so that I can put the security. Okay. Just give me a moment. All right.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Like, why you're not comfortable? What is the reason behind? Did I ask you any of your details? You are talking to the security, like the anti-fraud department of the NAB. I have told you.
That's
why I provided you all the details. You are not giving me anything. So why you are getting confused again and again? You need to be with the previous colleague so that he can just check the security, and I can block the things, and I can send you an email. Once we just cancel all the things. So
all right, no worries.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Yeah, hi, ma'am. This is Alex once again. I'm from the... Yes. Yes, you had a word with me previously?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to register the cancellation again. Just open up the Zoho Assist once again, ma'am. Please open up the Zoho.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see... What can you see on the Zoho at the moment, ma'am? What do you see?
The view only mode, the remote control feature is disabled.
Look at the right hand side top corner. There will be an option, it says cross, a red cross or end session, something like that.
No.
At the left, right hand side top corner, do you see any cross sign, a red cross?
A red cross, yeah.
Yes, click on that red cross.
Yeah.
And click on leave session.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see enter session key?
Do I see what?
Do you see enter session key?
No, I just say feedback report abuse. Secure server.
All right, give a click on the back button once.
Yeah, now I've got a session key, yeah.
All right, I'm giving you the session key.
Yeah.
Now, I'm giving you the session key. It's 646.
Yeah.
229.
646-229,
yeah. 646-229, then 4887.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me the ID once again from your end, ma'am.
646-229-4887.
Yes, now click on join. Tap on join. Now after clicking on join, just like before you did, click on start session. Then check in all the blank boxes and click on allow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, then click on start now.
Yeah.
All right, just wait. You'll receive an allow option again. Tap on allow.
Yeah.
All right, now just come out of the secure page. Just go back to normal home screen.
So I just click back into the normal home screen?
Yeah, press the home button. Press the square button from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, open up your mail once again, ma'am. Open up the mail.
Your email? Yeah.
Yes, your email, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And please check your bin. If you see any emails on your bin, please delete it.
Email from the bin.
Yes, go to the bin. And make it empty.
Yeah, there's nothing in the bin.
All right, now just come out of it, ma'am, and go to the Google. Open up the Google, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes. On the search bar, type there. V as in Victoria, letter V. First of all, make the search bar empty.
So V.
Yes. Then type V as in Victoria, then A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
L for London.
Yeah.
I for Indigo.
Yeah.
D for Doctor.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
Do you see any option coming up if it's valid debt or tap on
that? Yeah.
Now you will get to see a page coming up. It says W3C Markup Validation Service. Tap on that. Do you see the first option? It says W3C Markup Validation Service. Yes, give a click on it. All right. Now before we go ahead, ma'am, can you tell me, do you know, have you ever used this website? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's an Australian government website, ma'am. From there, you can check all your internet activity status, okay, like your online shopping, your online banking, your email, okay. You can check all the status from here, okay, if they're secure or not, all right. If you get any errors and warnings over there, kind of errors and warnings over there, then it will be compromised, okay? So we will put the 3D security on that platform, all right? Now, what can you see on your screen at the moment, ma'am?
I'm not sure. I've gone back to the other one. Hang on.
Go to the Google.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Now, this is a W3C Markup Validation. Tap on that. Now, look over there. There will be a white bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
It says validate by URI and it just says address.
Yes. Yes. Now, on the address panel, type over there www. Make sure you're typing each and every letter in lowercase, okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
Are you typing each and everything in lowercase? Check it.
It comes up the first W. Yeah.
Okay, our server gonna help you, okay? Don't do anything. Now you can put the small W.
Okay. Yeah. www.
Then type eBay.
Yeah.
Then put a dot. Then put a dot.
Yeah.
Then type com. C-O-M. Com.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Now click on next from your keypad. Click on next.
Yeah.
Now slide your screen a little bit to the right. You will get to see an option check.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And do you see any errors has been found or not?
Yeah, there's 30 errors.
You can see 30 errors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just do a thing.
Sorry?
Yeah, just give me a moment. We are making a report on it, okay? Do you see any CCS level?
Do I say what?
Do you see at the top, it says CCS level?
No, it says 381.
Do you see anything written in yellow? It says CCS level. What is the CCS level?
No, there's nothing in yellow. There's nothing there.
Look at the top. Scroll to the top of your screen.
Okay, so jump to errors 30, warnings 381, validated CSS.
Okay, CSS. What is the CSS level you can see?
Level 3.
Level 3.
Plus
okay, just give me
SVG.
A moment. Plus SVG. Okay, just give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Just give me a moment. We are making the reports, all right? Just give me a moment. And have you used your debit card for any kind of online purchase, ma'am?
Not for a long time, no.
Not for a long time, right?
No.
All right. Just give me a moment. Alright, we are making the reports. Just go, click the back button once, go back to the previous page, ma'am.
Sorry, click what?
Press the back button from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, do you see the address bar where you have typed
email.com?
Okay, it will come up. Now, on the blank panel, type everything in lowercase again.
Yeah.
Type www dot.
Is it eBay again?
Okay, don't need to do anything over there, just wait. Just wait, just hold on. Do you see any option at the top which is validate by direct input?
Validate by URI, yeah, input, yeah.
Okay, now you'll get to see your panel, right? You'll get to see your panel.
Yeah.
Okay, put your full name over there.
I don't
want to
do this.
Whatever you're doing, ma'am, you're doing it from your own end, okay? You're securing your own information. All right. Put your full name.
Yeah, I've done that.
Just give me a moment now. Now, just below your name.
Yeah.
Have you put your full name, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Check the spellings.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Now, just below that, you need to put your full address. After putting the full address, please let me know. And also put the PIN code as well, okay? On the address. Also put the PIN code. Yes.
For what?
Your zip code. Your postal code. Yes. Don't forget to put your postal code.
Where are you from?
We are from eBay, ma'am. We are from the Antifraud Department of eBay.
Okay.
Yes. Check it, ma'am, where you are doing it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, now make your page a little bit small. Make your page a little bit small.
Sorry?
You need to zoom out the page a little bit.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, now you will get to see an option which says check. Click on check.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Have you clicked on check?
Yes.
Scroll down the page. Do you see any error faculties are coming? Errors, warnings, anything like that?
Non-space characteristics.
You see errors?
That's what I'm looking at. Non-space characters found within that thing, a dot type first existed.
Okay, it means, ma'am, as I told you at the beginning, that your identity details are getting compromised. So this is the result. You can see on your own, okay? That your name, your address, your billing address are trying to be compromised. All right. Now, just go to the bottom of your screen and tell me the total number of error warnings you can see. Just tell me the total number of errors and warnings.
Doesn't say.
Just scroll up the page a bit.
I've scrolled up as far as it goes.
No, you're scrolling down. You scroll it up a little bit and tell me the last number of error you can see.
So now it says no. No, it says no.
Okay. Now go back to the previous page, ma'am. Go back.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, zoom in the page. You will get to see an option. Validate through input or URL. Scroll up the page. Can you see validate by URL?
Yeah. Press that. Do I press validate by URL?
Yes. Click on it.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that.
Now I'm going to give you the new session, ma'am, again. You just press the home button and open the Zoho app, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on the Zoho now?
Yeah, I am. It says your session has been paused.
Okay. Look at the right-hand side top. You will get to see the cross sign, the red cross. Click on that red cross. Now click on leave session.
Yep.
Now do you see enter session key?
No.
Press the back button once, you will get to see enter session key.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, put over there 661. 278-0243. Yes, now click on join.
It's 21 number missing.
Sorry? Should I tell you the ID once again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 661-278-0243.
Okay.
Yes, now click on join.
Yes.
Now after clicking on join, tap on start session, check in the blank boxes, click on allow, and then tap on start now.
Yes.
Now you will get to see an allow again, tap on allow.
Yes.
Now go back to your home screen.
Yes. Yeah, I have.
All right. Now open up your Google once again, where you've got to see the validator page. Go back to the Google.
Yes.
Yes. Open the validation page.
Yes.
Now click on the search bar where you can type.
Click on the what?
Click on the bar, the white panel. Do you see the white panel? It says address. A white panel on the middle of your screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, click over there.
Yeah, I have.
And now type there www.allinlowercase.
Yeah.
Then put the name of your bank, which is NAB.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then put .com.
Yeah.
Now click on next. Have you clicked on next from your keypad?
Yeah.
Now slide your screen little bit to the right, you will get to see the check option, click on check. And what are the faculty results are coming, please let me know, okay? After clicking on check, what are the faculty results are coming, please tell me.
Checking the site connection, the site is secure.
Okay, now scroll down the page, you will get to see imposed warnings or errors. If you see that, please tell me. And do a thing, ma'am, pull down your notification bar once. Pull down your notification bar once.
Sorry?
Pull down your notification bar. You know which one is the notification bar? Where you get the pop-up, the notification. Pull down the notification from the top. From the very top.
Yeah.
Over there will be an option clear. Click on clear.
Okay.
Pull down the notification bar once again.
Yeah, I've done
that. Okay, pull it down once again. Did you see?
Okay, I've done
that. Have you cleared it? All right.
Yes.
Now scroll down the page. Keep scrolling. And if you just tell me the total number you can see on the error faculty, okay? Scroll to the very bottom. And what is the last number you can see? Please let me know.
It says from line 555, column 5.
Keep scrolling down.
What am I looking for now?
Scroll to the very bottom and tell me the total number, the last number of error warning and info you have got, okay? Like you can see on the left hand side corner, there is a numbering. Just tell me the last number, okay? So that I can make a report.
It says...
On the left hand side, you will get to see the numbering. What is the last number, the total number?
151.
It's 151, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making a report on it. You just give me a moment, okay? Just stay on that page. Alright, and can you just confirm me, ma'am, the device, the debit card you're using, is that an active debit card?
Yes.
Okay, and when was the last time you used your debit card, ma'am?
Today.
You used it today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where did you use it? Like any shopping market or any coffee?
IGN.
Sorry?
IGA.
Okay, just give me a moment. Alright. And the expiration of your debit card is 0323. Am I correct, ma'am?
That's right.
Please check it and confirm me.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Okay, now just give me a moment, ma'am. And what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know.
I'm back on the home screen.
Okay. Just wait for a moment. Let me talk to the security officer and let me get to know what we need to do, okay? As because your informations are trying to be compromised again and again by the fraudsters, so we have to block them, right? So my senior supervisor, with whom we have talked previously, he was trying to block this person, all right? So just give me a moment, all right?
Okay. Can you just block it? I need to get off the phone.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm simply going to transfer this call again to the security officer from the NCA department with whom he just had a word, right? He will help you out again for canceling this fraud activities, okay? So be on the line. He's going to help you out. And make sure your phone has enough charge so that you can use it, okay?
Yes.
Are you there, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hello. This is Ron Davis. Okay.
Yes.
You just simply do one thing. You open that Zoho. You just simply do one thing. You open the Zoho. I have a news for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you open up the Zoho, what has been came up?
It's the remote feature is currently disabled by the technician.
Oh. Yeah. Close that. In that.
Sorry?
You need to end that session. End that session. Close that.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Now, what do you can see right now?
This is feedback report abuse.
Yeah, click on X. There will be an X sign. Press on X.
Yeah.
Now, once you press on X, okay, now you need to do one thing. Now, I'm just going to providing you the enter session key. Can you see that enter session key?
Yes.
I put the number 321.
Yeah.
253.
Sorry?
1644.
Sorry, 321. What was after that?
Then 253.
Yeah.
Then 1644.
Okay. And press join.
Yeah, press and join.
Yeah,
now press the options, you know that. Yeah, press on the tick that boxes, press on the hazy area, tick that boxes, and then start broadcast or start now.
Yeah. Start now, yeah.
Okay. Now you can see you're connected to the security server, okay. Now you just press the home button.
Yeah.
Now, first you log into your bank from your Google. And check is there any balance has been used from your account or not. You just see that so that you will get to know that you are talking to the right person. You just log into your NAB.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now log into your internet banking. Now press on login.
Yeah.
Yeah. And log into your account. Can you see that your internet is working very slow?
Yeah, no, it's working.
Yeah, the thing is that why your internet is working very slow? Because onto your internet connection, onto your IP address, those hackers are getting like simply located, okay? And what they use, they're using some kind of VPN or some kind of unusual thing. So that's why your internet is performing very slow, very, very slow, ma'am. Understand, because they are trying to compromising with your internet either, and that is the reason we are just trying to catch them and put them behind the bars. Now what you can see right now? Ma'am?
I'm just getting there. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Did you log into your account?
Yes, I am now.
Now, do you see all of your balances still there?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? That means nobody has taken out. Yeah. Are you satisfied now? You can see all of your balance, that 7,313 you have on your account.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So that is the exact balance you have. You can see on your account. So please log out from your account. Yeah, log out from your account. Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. Now, once you log out from your account, I need to just simply tell you one thing, madam. Now, what we need to do? We need to just simply, because the hackers are very smart, whenever we try to block them, they are just simply trying to do something suspicious, all right? So what we need to do in order to blocking them or catching their IP address completely, we need to add an electronic account onto your bank, okay, onto your account. Suppose we are just going to add an electronic account, which is not a genuine account, which is a temporary, like an electronic account, okay?
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. So once we are just going to add an electronic account onto your account, so what will happen? The hacker who are just inside your account, they are going to just check what is happening. They are going to get inside our electronic account. And once they are just trying to get inside of our account, we will just get their exact location and we will catch them and put them behind the bars. Understand?
Yeah.
So that is the thing we are. And let me tell you, madam, this is an electronic account. This is not a genuine account. So we need to add it onto your account and we need to just simply add it for $15, not more than that. Understand? Just for $15. All right. You're not sending any phones to anybody. Understand? This is like for add a pay. All right. So once we add the account, the security will be activated. So first we have got disconnect. Yeah. We have got disconnected. So you need to do one thing. You need to open that Zoho one more time, madam. We have just simply, like we have just getting disconnected from the security, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to open that Zoho application.
I have.
Now what has been came up?
You only the thanking.
Sorry?
The session to view only mode is additional security.
Okay. Close that. In now, close that.
Yeah.
Now what has been came up?
In the same one. It's the same thing.
Like enter session key.
Remote session has started, let's see.
Okay, then close it. I have told you to close it, ma'am.
I have closed it.
Now what? Leave session then. Press on leave session.
Doesn't give me that option.
What options you can see?
It says view only mode. Remote session has started. Secure section online.
And look at the right hand side top corner. There will be a red cross sign. Press on that.
All right, I've done that.
Yeah.
Now I've got secure server technician.
Okay. And what do you see now?
It doesn't say anything. It says feedback report abuse. Now press the
click on X. Click on X or press close. Click on X or close. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, once you're done, you just simply do one thing. Now, put the number 618.
Yeah.
245.
Yeah. 9342. Okay. Join.
Yeah, press and join. Now do the same thing.
Yeah.
Now tick the boxes, tick all the boxes. No, tick the box and then press start now or start broadcast.
Yeah.
Now you go to your home screen.
Yeah.
So you understand the scenario, madam? What we need to do, we need to just simply add an electronic account onto your account so that we, once the security will be started, and within 24 hours, we will catch all the people, all right?
Okay, fine.
So you just be with me for a while. Just be with me for a while, and let me just check. Let me generate the electronic account for you, all right?
Hey, basement, I spring in the doors out of her. I'll be on the phone for an hour and 2 minutes.
Are you talking to someone, ma'am?
Yes, now it's fine. I'm back, ma'am.
Okay, okay. So just be with me for a while. Let me generate the electronic account for you. And in the meantime, you just simply take a glass of water and give me 2 minutes so that I can generate the electronic account, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay. I just sat on the chair. I didn't realize it was wet. Yeah. I haven't seen anything. They rang me to say that there was a thing and they thought it was a fool. From a different company. It's the national security line now. It wasn't me. I thought Rob was going to come up and have a beer.
So what happened? Can you just tell me? Are you talking to somebody? What he's just telling to you, ma'am? Just tell me. If you have any questions, first you ask me.
No, it's okay. Just, are we nearly finished?
Sorry?
Is it nearly finished?
Yes, it will be nearly finished. It will be take some time, but you need to talk to me tomorrow else so that I can just simply check the security.
Sorry, what was that?
Because once I'm going to start the security for 24 hours, you need to give me a time tomorrow either, madam. So that I can get in touch with you tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so just be with me. Give me 10 minutes so that I can just done with the things for you, okay?
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I have just informed the headquarters, ma'am, to generate that account.
Right.
So once I got the update from the head office, then I'll just simply provide the account information, which we are going to add on to your account. Okay. So that we can start the security, NAP security shield onto your account.
Okay. No worries.
So be with me. And I'm putting on hold for a while. Once I got the account, I'll just inform you, all right?
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Did you talk to them? Sorry?
You be with me for a while, ma'am. Okay, I'm just waiting for the things.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And you just do one thing. You open up the Play Store. In the meantime, you just open up the Play Store onto your mobile phone.
Yeah.
I want to verify you something. Open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Now, once you open up the Play Store, look at the top right-hand top corner. Can you see your first letter of your name, Pamela P, like P there?
Yeah.
Some P, press on P. Yeah. Now, once you press on P.
Yeah.
Now, do you see your email has been there? I'm just verifying your email, ma'am. It's Sam Spera 22@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm putting on hold. You need to be with me. So you just be with me for a while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's just want you to don't get too rubbish. And I'm just simply canceling the platform which has been getting misused. All right, ma'am. So I'm just verifying the details. You need to tell me it's correct or not. All right. Okay.
Okay. Your first name will be Pamela, right? P A M E L A.
Yeah.
Okay. And your middle name will be Mary, M A R E E.
Yes.
And the last name will be Spera, S P E R A, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now let me just check. And I have already confirmed you your email address.
Yes.
It will be Pam Spera 22, right?
Yes.
It's Pam Spera 22@gmail.com. Is it the email?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, be with me. No, I'm just verifying the platform where your details has been misused so that I can cancel it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Give me a moment, ma'am.
Sorry, what was that now?
Give me a moment. I'm just looking for the things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
बोल दे एक बार मेरे ए, ए, बोल दे मेरे को
sorry what was that down
Be with me. We're just verifying the things and try to just canceling all the things.
Okay.
We have just detected two or three platforms where your details has been misused. The platforms like Zip, the platforms like Afterpay, the platforms like PayPal has been getting used.